Let's turn to page 1 in section 2 in your manuals and look at what we can calibrate on in a person's physiology. Firstly, we have their skin colour. Now, obviously, we're not talking about their skin literally changing colour. What we're talking about is, does their skin go from light to dark? You could imagine if you looked at someone in black and white. If they were to become very, very pale and all of the colour were to come out of their face, then they would look lighter on a black and white picture. If they were to blush and more blood were to come to the surface of the skin in their face, then in a black and white picture, their skin would appear to get darker. That's what we mean by skin colour. Then we have the skin tonus. So as you're looking at the person, is their face symmetrical or not symmetrical? And depending upon the tone of the muscles under the skin, their skin will go from less shiny to more shiny. If the muscles are really relaxed, then the skin takes on a kind of matte finish, not shiny. Whereas if the muscles are more taut underneath the skin and the skin is stretched, then the skin becomes more shiny. Then there's the person's breathing. We've got two things here. There's the rate of their breathing. Is their breathing fast or is it slow? Then there's the location of the breathing. Is the breathing really high up and shallow breathing right at the top of the chest? Or is it really low down and deep breathing where you see the person's stomach go in and out? Then there's the lower lip size. You'll notice here we've got lines and no lines. If the person's lower lip size is very, very small, as in the lower lip is stretched, then all of the lines will disappear out of the lip, the little lines in the skin. If the lower lip is more relaxed and therefore fuller, what you'll notice is you can see the lines in the skin in their lips. And number 5, there's their eyes. Are their eyes focused or defocused? You've seen people, you know, when you look in their eyes, you know that they're really focusing on something. There's other times when you look at someone and their eyes are completely defocused. They're not looking at anything at all. It's almost like they're daydreaming. Then there's pupil dilation. Are their pupils dilated or undilated? So if you look at someone's eyes, you've got the whites of their eyes. Then there's the colour of their eyes. And then there's the black pupil in the middle. When someone's pupils are dilated, then the black bit in the middle is really big. When they're undilated, then the black bit in the middle is really, really small and you can see a lot of the colour of their eyes. Then, number 6, everything else you can see. The posture that they're sitting in, the position of their hands, the tilt of their head, the position of their legs, all of those kind of things we want to be able to calibrate on as we're looking at the person to calibrate on the particular state that they're in at this particular point in time.